Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. If you're here, I know you're looking for something different. The topic that I'm talking about today is finding your freedom in your food. And I realized when I was titling this podcast, I've done a number of things around freedom in the last few months, and apparently it's a reigning theme. So I hope you find it beneficial for you. The reality is eating less will never give you more. That's the truth, right? We think so often that it will give me more weight loss. It will give me more friends or more money or more clothes or more status or more self-love or more happiness. We think that eating less is the direction. But the truth is, it isn't. Finding freedom in your food, just like finding freedom in our life, finding freedom in our bathing suits, finding freedom in what we wear, finding freedom in who we are, is really the ticket to happiness. If you don't feed your body will rebel against you. If you diet and eat less, you'll never find your freedom. There is no more in the less. There is no more freedom in the less. When we truly find freedom in our food, we can find freedom in our life and we can take flight. That's what I'm talking about on today's podcast. Take a listen. And recognize that I am now doing more and more things, and I want to hear from you. Take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com. I'm starting some individual sessions. I'm looking for some interesting groups. I'm looking for podcast sponsors. I'm also looking to host an event in the next 6 to 12 months, and I want to hear what you want. Part of the website now collects some information, also offers you the opportunity to work with me one-on-one, and gives you some new resources. Be on the lookout for a workbook that's coming out and some other amazing things I've got planned for the rest of 2022. I'll keep letting you know what I've got. Take a look at my website. You too can be the next overcomer. Thanks so much for joining me today. Excellent. So, excited to be here as always. And love what I'm talking about tonight. I guess I'm really blessed because I get to speak about things I like to speak about. I don't know if I could do it any other way, though, with the type of person that I am. So, in being off the last couple of weeks and coming back, one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is a concept that we call freedom. You know, we obviously had the 4th of July last week, and many people talk about freedom in the construct of the 4th of July. And so many people, when you ask them what they want in their life, number one is happiness, right? When you ask people, what do you want? They'll say, I want to be happy. That's a whole other topic for a whole other podcast. But the second thing that people say, according to statistics, is freedom. I want the feeling of freedom. Now, some people literally want freedom, financial freedom, or freedom from a specific relationship, or freedom from their job. And some people just want the feeling of freedom. Here's what we don't think about, though. As we change our relationship with our food, our weight, and our body, on the other side of that lies freedom. I got an amazing message from a woman, and I'm going to keep her anonymous because she didn't say that I could use her name, and I always respect that. But she emailed me. She emailed me based on
one of the podcasts I've just recently put out called Finding Freedom in Your Bathing Suit. And this woman, I'm not going to read it verbatim, but this woman had said that she had lost many pounds. I think it was 100, 120 pounds of weight, if I can remember correctly. And she said that she wanted to go to the gym because she wanted to tighten tone. She recognized in her own words, these are not my words, these are hers, that her everything was saggy. Her skin was saggy, her breasts were saggy, her stomach was saggy, and she wanted to tighten. And she wanted to go to aqua aerobics because it's easy on her joints. But she had to get into the bathing suit, the dreaded bathing suit, to go into a gym where she said, and it's true, right, that there are many people that are in a gym don't look like they should be in the gym because they're already tightened and toned. And so feeling out of place, she began her journey with getting in her bathing suit because she knew it was her only way to freedom in her body, was to get in her suit and to get in that pool to move her body so that she can begin tightening and toning and also becoming a part of her own body. For anybody who has ever been on the journey of a significant amount of weight loss like that, the realization of the fact that you've lost a large amount of weight, you are not in your body in the same way once that happens. So every day she'd get on her suit and she would trudge through the women's locker room out to the pool where there was a hot tub. And many of the hard bodied people were in the hot tub. And she would slink herself into the pool. Well, as time went on, she said she started to get a little bit of courage underneath her. And that courage allowed her to put that suit on and to walk through a portal, so to speak, and into the pool area, and then recognize that she was not being stared at, not being looked at, and was actually becoming a face and a name for something different. And she started to find freedom in that. She goes to this pool now every day and holds her head up high as she walks through the women's locker room into the pool without slinking in anymore, finding that freedom in her body. And that enabled her to find freedom in her life because she can now go to the pool with her head held up high as she continues her journey on this weight loss parameter and tightening and toning what she has already lost. That, to me, folks, is freedom. Robert Frost said, freedom lies in being bold. We could certainly see how this amazing woman was bold. Bold and courageous enough to put on her suit when many, many people have the hardest time putting on a suit and holding their head up high. Ask any woman you know, what's the hardest thing they do is put on a suit and go out in public. A bathing suit, I should say, right? Not a suit. So this woman was bold. She found her courage and she found her freedom. Freedom truly lies in being bold. And we can find freedom in, with, and through our food, as well as in, with, and through our body, because there is an interrelationship. But how do we do that? Because we're not taught how to find happiness or how to find freedom. We're not taught how to do that. In fact, many of us may not even know what the feeling is like, sadly, but true, that we may not know that feeling of freedom. So in food and weight and body image, what do we do or how do we find it? Well, I'm thinking about tonight, I put together some things to help you think about what it would be like to actually find your freedom from food. And in that, maybe finding freedom in your body as well. The first thing we need to do, right, is to adequately ditch the dieting mentality and adequately feed our body. For so long, people thought that in order to lose weight or change your body, you had to starve. I mean, even now, I'm constantly coaching other doctors and coaching clients and teaching people, you know, oh yeah, I'm hungry all the time, which I know is great. I know I'm supposed to be hungry all the time. And I was like, no, that's not what we're doing here. That's not what you're supposed to be doing, because if you don't adequately fuel your body with good, nurturing, nourishing foods, it will rebel against you. We've talked about the rebel within us psychologically, but if you don't feed your body enough, your body will rebel. So many people think the first step is to diet and to cut back on all their foods. It's not. We literally are conditioned to pursue this. And the truth is, you know, obviously we're influenced by magazines and different facets of media now, TV commercials and social media influences, and like, cut back the food, cut back the food, cut back the food. And we are bombarded with these messages that we need to diet and eat less and eat less and eat less. That will never get you freedom. And it won't make you lose weight either. So the truth is, where we need to shift our focus to in order to really find freedom is, how do I adequately nourish my body, and what's right for me in order to help my body heal and do what it needs to do? Number two, break your food rules and tackle the emotional eating. Now, of course, being an emotional eating expert, I am definitely on board with this. Once you kind of ditch the mentality of I need to eat 500 calories a day or 700 calories a day, the reality is you've got to handle what's underneath that. You've got to get an idea of what you should be eating, what you need to be eating in order to have a healthful body. And you've got to tackle anything emotional that's there. I get so many calls from people all the time, and now from all over the world, which is super interesting, saying, you know what, I'm just not sure I'm an emotional eater. I hear what you're saying, but I'm not really sure that's me. And I'll say, have you ever eaten when you're angry, lonely, bored, tired, stressed, in your car, driving home from work because you were pissed at your boss? And they will say, yes, I do that all the time. And then I get to say, that's all emotional eating is. That's it. It's not a huge diagnosis. Many people think that emotional eating is binge eating disorder. It's not. They're different. Binge eating disorder is to the extreme of emotional eating. Emotional eating is any facet of eating that we do on a regular pattern when we're lonely, angry, tired, stressed, bored, happy, sad, mad, etc. It's an emotional coupling that we align with our food. That's all it is. And so in order to really find freedom, we have to be able to understand who we are, what we stand for, and what our emotional connection is to our food, weight, and our body. The only way to true freedom is awareness, understanding, and change, right? So you've got to tackle that. Number three, body acceptance. So this is really big, and it's really hard in our culture. There's a woman that I have spotted on Instagram trying to make a movement, and I honor her for that. I don't know how much it's catching on, but she's doing a lot of joyful dancing and joyful movement, and trying to really put herself out there as a body acceptance coach. I don't know how she's doing with it necessarily, but the concept is interesting because we are taught for so long to not really accept anything but what looks to be correct by whatever person's standards, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, Vogue, Red Book, depending on Cosmopolitan, depending on what you read or where you get that from. We have this standard in our society, and it's definitely changed over the years. You know, we start, if you look at Marilyn Monroe, in today's standards, would have been a size 14 to 16. I think one story even quoted her at a size 18. Well, she was beautiful, and she was the standard at that point in time. We saw that shift radically when we had supermodels like Twiggy come on board. And then we moved into the 90s and the 2000s, the 90s more so, where we then had to be tight and toned and have muscles and be long and lean. And now in the 2000s, you better have it all. So I get that we're totally inundated with all of these images, and I know that they're not real. I know that many of those people don't even look like you think they look. I've watched my kids, particularly my daughter and her friends, I've watched the filters that they can put on their pictures, and I literally want to fall on the floor. And they're doing it to play around to show me. They don't actually really post that way. I actually have a fairly grounded crew of girls that I watch around my daughter. But the truth is, it's hard to be grounded in any respect if you're a teenager. But the truth is, I've watched them put these filters in. They can make their waist thinner and their butt larger, just like some other people in the media that are really well endowed and are making a lot of money off their body. And they can do it with a filter on their little camera. Now, if they can do that on their little camera, I can only imagine what they can do in a studio. So I get that it's difficult to accept what we see. But we don't have another choice because it's the only way to freedom. We have to accept what we have. Now, even if you want to change something, even if it means that you want to tone a certain part or lose a little bit of weight or be healthier in this way or do it that way, whatever that is, but first and foremost, you got to love what you got. You got to love what you got. You have to accept your body for where it is. If not, you are in prison with it. You've got to respect who you are and what you have in order to find freedom in your body. And you've got to do it while you look at these images of all these other people. So I've talked so much in the past about staying in your own lane. You've got to focus on your own body in order to accept it. If you keep looking at what everybody else has, what their breast size is, or what their hip size is, or how toned their abs are, or what their hiney looks like. You know, the reality is you never then see and accept what you got. You only look at it critically in the mirror. So in finding freedom, we can't forget about accepting our body. Fourth, we've got to implement what I call gentle nutrition. Now, here's what I mean by that. We have talked a lot about this. It really is okay to eat a certain way that aligns with what your body needs. So just like if someone has diabetes, they have to monitor and watch specific things in what they eat, rightfully so, right? So they can keep their blood sugar in line. If you have a problem with inflammation, and more and more and more, the reading and the research that's being done on inflammation is astounding. I think we may all have it, especially once we get up into our 50s, 60s, 70s. But gentle nutrition resides around the fact of not telling yourself, I should eat that, I shouldn't have eaten that. It's not harsh. It's not unkind. It's not critical. It's gentle. It's, this is the way that I eat in order to help my body feel good. Now, if I want to make the choice to eat something different, I was just down at the beach. It's part of the reason why I was off. I was just down at the beach, and there were some choices that I made that I knew might not create the best thing for my body long term. But I also made the choice to do it. So it's okay if you make the choice, right? But being gentle in your wisdom and gentle in how you speak with yourself is imperative, because without that, you're imprisoned from your words. And your words can do damage that is irreparable. So implementing gentle nutrition will allow you to find freedom in your body. Once you've got all four of these steps, you can move towards finding food freedom and body freedom for life. It's a work, because the truth is we've got so many different messages around us at all times. So it is a work in progress, but the more that you can give yourself positive affirmations about what you need to eat, what's good for your body, the more that you can learn to accept your body. I used to say love your body, and so many people couldn't get to that concept. I would love it if people love their body. I also recognize that we're swimming upstream like those salmon, because of what we're inundated with more now than ever. I didn't think it could get worse. When I started professionally, I thought it was bad then. I didn't realize where we would be in this world now. It is so hard. So accepting your body, breaking those food rules, tackling the emotional eating, and then adequately fueling your body by ditching that diet culture. If we do all those steps, we can absolutely find freedom. And the feeling of freedom is magnanimous. For any of you who have felt it before, whether it be in your life career-wise or in your life personally or in your life financially, that feeling of freedom is the best feeling on the planet. I actually think it's way better than quote-unquote happiness, because I feel like happiness is fleeting. Freedom will stay with you. Freedom enables you to hold your head up high when you're walking through a gym's locker room, going into a pool with tight and toned bodies staring at you. That's freedom. Freedom is being able to walk wherever you walk with your head held high, being able to look people in the eye and feel the freedom that you have in your food, weight, in your body, confident knowing that you are who you are and deserving that right. Freedom truly is, as Robert Frost says, lies in being bold. So what would it take for you to be bold today in order for you to find your freedom?
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.